This reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 17 through 20. This is Jesus speaking. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. For the word in creation, for the word in scripture, and for the word within us. Before I begin the sermon, I have to admit that I was a bit confused as I came up and looked out on the congregation. I thought, wow, we've got a lot of visitors today. And then I realized it was all the people who usually sit up there. As we get into our summer mode and sort of different order of worship, we are getting used to some of these things. Today, we are beginning a series of sermons that I am calling The Core Values of Jesus. There's a lot of talk these days about core values from institutions and organizations and corporations. What are our core values? So I thought it would be good for us to take a look at the core values of Jesus. And as an introduction to this series, I would like to take some time this morning to briefly consider the difference between values and beliefs. Because we oftentimes confuse these two. And as Christians, we profess beliefs about Jesus that have been formed and reformed through the centuries by various believers in various times. Beliefs are convictions that we generally hold to be true, usually without actual proof or evidence. Or better yet, we hold them to be true within the limits of our ability to perceive the world directly. And because our perception of the world changes, our beliefs change as well. Examples of this abound in human history. One obvious one is the ancient belief that the world was flat. That was a belief, that the world was flat, that the earth was the center of the universe. And these were commonly held beliefs until a new perception came along and new knowledge was available. And then we learned that the earth is indeed a sphere. and that the earth is far from the center of the universe. So our beliefs changed. Belief comes from knowledge and perception. And beliefs are generally learned through our human institutions, like religion, science, art, government, and family. We learn our belief system. Now, closely related to belief and often confused with it is also trust. Trust, even though it's very much like belief, is learned, but it is learned through experience rather than knowledge. Our experience teaches us to trust, whereas a belief can just be handed to us as knowledge. We believe things that we are taught and trust things we experience to be true. And we have a lot of beliefs, both big and small, in all areas of our lives. We believe in God. We believe in gravity. We believe in freedom. We also believe in smaller things like there is food in the pantry or water will come from the tap. We believe that a plane will fly and that a boat will float. And some of these things we learn to trust through our experience of them. We believe many things. However, our beliefs don't necessarily have direct effect on how we live. And this is where values come in. Values are principles, standards, and qualities that we hold in high regard. And we hold them in such high regard that they actually shape how we live. Our values usually grow out of how we experience those things in which we believe and trust. Let's take an example of believing the earth was flat. In general, when the belief was that the earth was flat, there was a dominant value of fear of the unknown. We don't want to go too far because we might fall off the edge. And our maps had things written on them like, there be dragons past certain points. However, as human knowledge and perception evolved toward a round earth, this fear evolved toward curiosity and exploration. A new value came out of a different belief. And this dynamic between belief, trust, and value is constantly at play in our lives, and it is constantly morphing and evolving as we have new experiences and gain new knowledge. Our beliefs change, our values change, and we trust different things. Oftentimes, our belief and values and trust are incongruous. We say we believe one thing, but our values point toward something else. I think a prominent example of that in today's world, and especially in our country, is that we believe in freedom. That is a rock bed belief of our culture. We believe in freedom. Yet, we seem to value security. There's an incongruity there. And we say we believe in our religion, in a sovereign God, yet we seem to value self-control. My Old Testament professor in seminary, Walter Brueggemann, calls this practical atheism, which is saying we believe in God and then living as if there is no God. Practical atheism. And this brings us to our scripture reading this morning, the Ten Commandments that we read, and then Jesus' view of those commandments. Again, my professor, Walter Brueggemann, used to say that the Ten Commandments are non-negotiable, yet endlessly negotiated. It's true, right there in the Bible. Immediately after Moses delivers the tablets in Exodus, the negotiation begins and continues throughout Leviticus and Deuteronomy, which are all about what do these commandments mean. By the time Jesus lived, there were hundreds of years and scrolls of interpretation and negotiation of the commandments. And what Jesus notices in the religion of his time is the incongruity of belief and values. He notices a religious community that says, we believe this, but we value this. He hears the commandments being taught, but doesn't see evidence of them in people's lives. And with one phrase, Jesus shifts the religious conversation from belief to values. Throughout the first part of the Sermon on the Mount, he says numerous times, you have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, but I say. He's negotiating the commandments. You say you believe this, but this is, are the values which you live by. And he says, I don't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. And by fulfilling, he simply means putting it into practice. In so many words, Jesus says to the religious community of his day, and he also says this to the church today, practice what you preach. We can say we believe all manner of things, but unless we live by values truly informed by those beliefs, we are not better than those Pharisees of long ago. And that's what Jesus means when he says, your righteousness will, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees, you will not see the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom of heaven being a way of life. And you don't experience the kingdom of heaven unless you practice what you preach. A As Verna Dozier says in her classic book, The Dream of God, she says, it's time for us to stop believing in Jesus and start following Him. That's the difference in a belief and a value. In order to do so, we must look at how Jesus lived. And what were Jesus' values drawn from the commandments? In our guide for the next few weeks, for this exploration, will be the Beatitudes. Those verses that come just before the section of Scripture that we have this morning. Jesus clearly and succinctly talks about what His values are. And I forgot to take my sermon notes and put them on my iPad here. Those values that we will discuss are humility, compassion, kindness, justice, mercy, integrity, abundance, and love. The core values of Jesus. And this is not necessarily just what Jesus taught. He did teach all these things, but we will also be exploring how Jesus Himself lived these values. So for the next week, we will look at this section of Scripture we call the Beatitudes, and we will use it as a springboard to look at other sections of the New Testament where Jesus actually lives and practices what He preaches. Beliefs and values. What are our beliefs? And what are the values that grow from them? Jesus will show us the way. Amen. Our closing hymn reminds me of something I want to encourage you to do. We've put this word in the bulletin today, and we put it out in the newsletter and in the weekly news blast this past week. But all summer long, we're gonna sing hymns that you want to sing. We're gonna do our best to include a couple of your hymns in every service. So send those favorites into the church office. You know, it'd be nice if they're in our new hymnal, but they don't have to be. And we may not sing all of the hymns. We may sing one verse of several, just depending on how many we get. And from the applause I just heard, it looks like we're going to get a lot. So, and I could tell you liked singing that last hymn. Standing on the promises of God. You know, ultimately, God's promise to us can be boiled down, if you will, to one word, really. Because what God promises us from the beginning is presence. I am with you. That was Jesus' ultimate promise. I am with you always. the promise of presence. And that is a promise that we can stand on and rest in. And it's also a promise that turns our attention toward Jesus. Because Jesus is with us. Christ is present in our lives. And so we seek to know how to live in that presence. And we turn to Jesus' life itself. And He shows us the way. Because He lives His core values. So let us go from this place today, knowing that as we begin to explore the core values of Jesus, that Jesus is with us. Jesus is present. And that, my friends, is a promise. Amen.